Hey, what's up, Ryan Fest?
What up, homie? What's going down?
I'm good, man. How you been?
Man, I'm great, you know what I'm saying? Getting ready to come up with this album, July 11th. Shooting a new video this week. I mean, shit, everything left.
Yeah, so I spoke to you last year before this Brooklyn Festival. You told me that you were hoping they didn't boo you and stuff when you got on stage. You were funny and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how did that go?
And they sure didn't boo me, dude. It went down so good, they asked me to come back this year.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, what made you go back this year? Must have been tight.
Well, when I went last year, I saw black people, I saw white people, Mexicans, Cubans, Dominicans, all types of people.
Right.
And it was fam. It was Brooklyn. It was the essence of hip hop, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody together and good music. Me, little brother, brand new kid, you know? And
yeah.
Everybody tore it up outside, you know? And the weather was beautiful. How could I not go back to something like that? How could I not be a part of that? Because
yeah.
At the end of the day, that's what my whole project, Blue Collar, is about. The real people, the community.
Yeah, that's where I feel you. And the album was supposed to come out in September last year. What were the reasons for this long delay?
Well, you know, I wanted to build up enough anticipation, enough awareness about Ryan Fest and who I am and my album in order to bring it out and it not be something to sit on the shelf. You know, it's one thing for an album to come out. It's another thing for an album to come out, have awareness, and sell records. Over the past year, I've been touring. I did a couple of dates with Lil Brother and Method Man. I'm doing the Central Park Summer Fest with me and Common, Lupe, and Rakim. I'm doing the Brooklyn Festival with me, Lupe, and Big Daddy Kane. I did a couple of dates with Kanye, a couple of dates with The Roots. Now the people kind of know who I am. Now was the time to release the album this summer so they could pump it in their cars.
Yeah, I feel you. And did you record any new material for this album?
No, I didn't. I liked the album, how it was. A lot of what you are going to hear is Blue Collar, the album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what I did do was I released two mixtapes within the time that you and I spoke, which is a lot of original material on the mixtapes. I think one of the worst things you could do on a mixtape, like, I'm so tired and bored with rappers rapping over other rappers' beats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, feel
so
same
these,
here.
These mixtapes, if you look at the brand new mixtape mixed by Mark Ronson, if you look at the new Plug City mixtape that I just came out with, it's a lot of original material.
Yeah.
Songs that didn't necessarily make the album, some funny skits and shit like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, those are things that, you know, even before the album, the fans can go get that, will fill their appetite since it's July 11th.
Yeah, and I love the new video for Brand New. That was tight.
Oh, man, thank you very much. You know, that was me and Kanye and Dave Myers' creation. So,
yeah.
You know, I liked it, too. I thought it was very creative. And you know, it fulfilled the message of what the song was.
Exactly, man. And I heard you're at the set of your new video for the new single called Fever. Can you tell us about the song and video?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of the songs on the Blue Collar album are concepts and stories and stuff like that. Fever is just one of them rare songs where it just me snapping. I'm like, look, I'm a hot MC, you know what I'm saying? I came here for business. I'm going to heat the scene up, you know, and it's just me by myself, three verses, snapping off, and that's what the people need to see from me. So that's what we're giving them, the Fever.
Dope. When is that coming out, do you think?
The Fever video will be dropping in June, and we're doing it this Thursday and Friday. It'll be ready for June, and, you know, it's just one more look before the album. I can't be mad at that.
Yeah. So are you still signed to Mark Ronson's Alito Records?
Yes, I'm still with Alito Records / J Records, with, you know, help from, of course, Kanye and the Good Music family, and my man No ID, you know what I'm saying, who associate produced the album. This, you know, I'm surrounded by a lot of brothers who make a lot of really good music, so I'm very blessed.
Yeah. How do you think the majority of hip-hop fans will react to your upcoming album?
I can't say how they will react, because some fans are fickle, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
true.
What I do know is that this album is something very special. If you like Jesus Walks, you'll love Blue Collar. If you like Brand New, you'll love the album. Like, this album is hip-hop and it's purest.
Yeah. Let's refresh our minds about who's producing the album besides Kanye West and Kool & Dre.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Kanye West, Kool & Dre, Just Blaze, No ID, Mark Ronson. I mean, it's
Damn.
Just like, instead of going out getting a lot of rappers on my stuff that I didn't even know,
uh-huh.
I use Produce. People around me, my family, the musicians, the
yeah.
producers. You know, this is real hip-hop. This ain't just me trying to make a hot record. This is really hip-hop. And
yeah.
this is real music, man. So I just thought by having an all-star cast of producers
yeah.
would make the fans happier, you know, because they can bump the album for longer.
Yeah. And how did you go by when you chose the singles?
You want to say that one more time?
How did you choose the first singles? Like, what made you choose those songs?
Well, I think, you know, for a brand new artist, coming out on a label that's brand new to hip-hop
yeah.
and a brand new kind of look, I thought Brand New was the perfect way to introduce them.
Yeah.
So that's how I chose that single. As far as Fever, you know, the people need to hear a song with just me by myself. Snapping, you know, with just me by myself, making it hot. And as far as the third single, which is going to be More, that's me telling the story, doing a classic rhyme session.
Damn, can't wait. So what's your favorite track on the album?
Well, there is no favorite track on the album. The whole album in its entirety, I did not make my album to have a favorite track. If they have a favorite song on Rhymefest album, they're lying to you because they love the whole album. This album was made to be like a city. And can you say if you live in Chicago, ooh, what's your favorite spot in Chicago? Well, Chicago, a big-ass city.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You
yeah.
have a couple of favorite spots.
Exactly.
And that's how my album is.
Have you had any MC battles lately, like battling people on the mic?
No, I haven't had any battles lately. Like, that ain't really what I'm into.
Yeah.
Really what I want to do with my career. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you do.
I respect the art of MCing. I respect the art of battling. I believe every artist has to come up through it and work his way through it and get his stripes in order to be respected. I've done my time. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've done my time. And,
right.
and simply put, did that so I could be a better performer. Now that I'm at where I want to be performance-wise, it's time for me to make music.
Yeah.
Yo, my phone might cut off in a minute because my battery is low.
What would you rather, your album go platinum or get the hip-hop creds from the hip-hop community? Like the respect?
I'd rather both.
Both.
I prefer both, and I think I can make both happen.
Yeah, I hope so.
Kanye went platinum, and he gets love from the hip-hop community.
Yeah.
Big Pun went platinum, and he got love from the hip-hop community. Why can't Rhymefest?
Yeah,
matter
exactly.
of fact, he will.
He will. So what can people expect from Rhymefest at the festival? Do you have a tight show lined up?
Yes, I have a very big surprise, and I'm not revealing it yet.
Okay. What other projects are you working on?
I'm working on a 10-song album with Biz Markie.
Damn.
Rhymefest and Biz is doing it together. I'm working on a joint with Jazzy Jeff. It's going to be called Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Facts.
Tight.
And I'm working on my second album.
Alright, though, do you have any last words?
Man, I want to thank everybody who read this long-ass interview. And I want you to know, everybody to know, they can reach me on myspace.com/Rhymefest. I answer all of my own